Here we are in the studio with the one and only Mr. Lee Martin, director of Lakefest.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Oh, yes, wonderful.
Hey, listen, you've just been over to one of your brewery partners, haven't you?
Yeah, Western. It was Cider Mill.
Yeah, so you've had a
cider.
Did they furnish you with a couple of
pints? They did. I think we had 3 pints of vintage Henry Western. It was lovely.
Excellent.
Probably the nicest cider going, actually.
Mm. Yeah, so you're not driving.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not driving. No,
no, you're not driving. That's
we're,
all right.
We were going to pop into Wye Valley Brewery, but we didn't do that in the end.
Yeah.
We're here, and then we're going to a friend's wedding. Ben Stanford, who's you know Ben, right? He's one of the. So he's marrying Tash in I think it's in Bromyard, isn't it?
It's a Thursday. Oh, well, you can do it on a Friday because it's a good Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great Friday. Bank holiday, isn't it?
Yeah. So, hey, I tell you what, they're going to have a cracking weekend if they keep the party going throughout Easter.
Well, damn right. Hopefully the weather improves. But, mate, very wet. We were driving through puddles that were knee-deep here. Like, and
wetter than an otter's pocket. That's the polite way of putting it.
Yeah, that's the politically correct way, I think.
That is, yeah. Wet is something we don't want for Lakefest this year.
Definitely not. No, it's terrifying.
Last year...
But we don't want 41 degrees heat, do we? We want just normal, nice weather, no wind.
21 degrees.
Yeah, just chilling.
Perfect, yeah.
Sailing.
Yeah. And if the sun comes out, extra bonus. What a lineup you've assembled for this year?
Yeah, I think it's definitely our best ever by country mile, to be fair. I'm really, really pleased with it. It's actually a pinch yourself stuff, isn't it? Because Ollie Murs, the Libertines, Rudimental. Jake Bugg's sub-headline, and I think 4 years ago we were talking about Jake Bugg being massive headline the whole thing, so we've come a long way.
Yes,
it's all good. It's all good, and you've obviously been with us on that journey, and Western's have, and all the rest of it. So
I know. I mean, how long have we known each other now? It's got to be 10 years, nearly something like that.
Yeah, don't sound so depressed about that.
No, it's been fun. It's been fun. I mean, I bloody love Lakefest.
Oh,
I
good,
love being
kind.
There. I love being part of it.
Yeah, it's
you
a
know,
good one.
Thank you for letting us in.
Yeah, you've been good.
To
been
do part of what we can for it, you know.
Part of the whole thing, and it's been fun.
And it's grown, and it's grown, and it's grown.
Yeah.
And ticket sales. Well, I mean, I can tell you from other festival directors that I've spoken to this summer that whilst others are static and some have fallen, Lakefest is the only one that's grown from a certain.
Yeah, we're flying.
Source.
I think. Yeah, I think we're like 30% up year on year. So that's a. That's an amazing place to be.
Mm.
That said, we have pushed the boat out, and we took a view that I think always we've pushed the boat. You know, I think 2017 was probably the only year that we kind of went backwards on the lineup.
Mm.
That was the second year at East North, because the first year, obviously, we'd moved from Gloucestershire into Herefordshire. The sales went backwards a little bit, and we struggled. And I was weak and took a view that we'd just pull the lineup back a little bit and be a bit conservative with it. And it showed, because we really had to work hard to sell the tickets that year.
Mm.
2018, obviously, we had the Happy Mondays. No, it wasn't.
Guys and Chiefs.
It wasn't, no, hang on. That was 2019.
That was 19.
2018 was Mark Almond, Waterboys.
Peter Hook.
No, that was 15.
Crikey.
2018.
I can't remember it.
Well, hang on. I should know this like the back of my hand.
This is where
that's a bit of a worry, really, because Sunday Waterboys were Saturday night, weren't they?
Yes.
We had the Wurzels on the second stage. They headline it. Darkness.
The Darkness. They were brilliant.
They were brilliant.
Still the best showman for a show for just the whole way that Justin commanded the crowd. Still the best thing I've ever seen.
He was a cool man.
Yeah.
And actually, doesn't have the best reputation, you know. And I'm just being. Fair day, you know, but he was amazing, and he's a really, really nice guy.
Mm.
So take my hat off to that man. He did us proud. I must remember, and I'm gonna have to Google it, Mark. So talk about something, because I need to know who did the Sunday, because I should remember that.
Well,
terrifying.
I can tell you who was on at tea time, because it was Mel C. And I watched her from the pit, and she looked directly at me and sang a song at me. And I'm thinking, is she looking at somebody behind me? No, she's actually looking at me. And then I was quite happy to get my photograph with her later on. Who else was on Proclaimers that year?
It was the Proclaimers. Oh, well done. Thank God. Because I came back and watched that, and it was just a sensational thing. The 500 miles.
500 miles. Yeah. Letter from America.
Yeah.
Everybody knows all their hits.
Yeah, that was special. And 2019, we did Happy Mondays, Kaiser Chiefs, and James.
And James. Yeah.
And that's when things really started to kick on. Mm. And since then, COVID hit, disaster. 2001 was Tom Jones, which was legendary, as we know. And then
thankfully,
2002 was...
That was nearly a disaster, but that worked out.
Oh, God, don't even talk about that. That was a horrible, horrible time. to be fair, you know, we've never, and I hate talking about the negativities, but we've never had anything plain sailing at all. We've never... In fact, I think last year was probably the only time that it's been pretty cool. You know, it felt comfortable and okay. There was no complete disasters, but there's always been something going on and something happening. But 2020, we had Mannix, didn't we? And
Mannix,
that was a big one. It was UB40 Thursday.
Yes. Left field.
We just talked about Mannix,
Supergrass,
and Supergrass, which is again really cool. Last year, the year after that, it was a bit deeper, wasn't it? The lineup was lots and lots of really good accents with Spiral Carpets and McFly on Sunday.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah,
there's some good bands that year.
I always end up just being sidelined somehow, talking to somebody or whatever, and missing lots of bands. I'm waiting for you to rebook James.
Yeah.
Frankly, I was mullered, and I really wanted to see them, and I was talking to Daffy, and I remember saying to him, I like this one, I've got to go.
Yeah.
And then got there halfway through the song, and it finished.
Yeah, I cried when they he did Oh Sedan. I was at the back, and I looked out, and it was we were in a tent then, of course, not the outside stage, and that was freaking like just out of this world amazing. And they're superstar. I mean, they really are a cool band, aren't they? And we got a lot of ins with them, so they'll definitely come back and do Lake Fest again. But the thing is you don't want to bring people back too soon, and I'd love to have the Wurzels every year, because I personally love them, and they're part of such a show.
That's a total oxymoron you just said there.
Yeah, I know. but that's the whole thing, isn't it? There's stuff that you just want to keep bringing back, and you can't.
I couldn't believe that Emily Eva's booked Coldplay again for Glastonbury so soon after the last time. It feels like they're there all the time.
Yeah, I'm not qualified to talk about Glastonbury. It's a different level altogether. But but Coldplay are special, aren't they? They are.
We've got the next best thing, haven't we? On the Thursday...
Oh, the Stranglers.
No,
twang.
You should know your own lineup here. You've got Not Quite Coldplay. You've got...
The covers band.
Yes, you've got...
Yeah, they're not on that poster.
They're not on that poster.
Yeah, oh, God. But yes, we do have them. And they're very good. Otherwise, we wouldn't have booked them.
You totally missed the way I was linking that through.
Yeah, sorry. I was thinking, what's he going on about? He's lost his mind. But that's the cider. Sorry, apologies.
That's right, good lad. Barry Oakey.
Yeah.
That's going to go down a storm.
Yeah, what's his name in real life?
Sean Williamson.
That's right. Now, he's a really, really nice man, and he's very funny and super cool. And that will go down, I think that's perfect for our audience. That is like the Lake Fest sweet spot, isn't it?
Yeah, that's going to be brilliant. You've also got Black Grape with Sean Ryder.
Yeah.
Kashin, really looking forward to Kashin.
Yeah, she's a very talented lady.
Sean is fantastic.
Yeah, she's good.
I just noticed on there, Deco.
Yeah, they're
not on the website. I love Deco. Two years ago at a small festival that shan't be named, which isn't actually a record.
Yeah, it's very synthy, right? Is it?
They've got this 80s thing going on. So
yeah,
I'm
so
really
so
pleased there,
so we added, as you know, we haven't actually announced the Sunday night subheadline below Ollie Murs yet.
Yeah.
We're waiting to fill that gap, and we're hoping something, you know, drops out of... Because the thing is, as you get closer to the date, bands are looking to fill gaps, so we're hoping to get some value there, and we've got a very strong lineup, so we don't need to be hasty, and we can wait. Yeah. But on Sundays, we've booked Vince Freeman. I don't know if you've heard of that guy, but he's cool. He was on The Voice once, and I don't know if he came second. I don't know how he got on, but he's well known locally and around Evesham, like where I grew up and things. And he played they played his song at what was the name of that festival? What's the biggest festival in the land?
What, that isn't Glastonbury?
No, not in the land. In Europe, Tomorrowland.
Oh, Tomorrowland. Oh, dance festival. Yeah.
So I think it was like 150,000 people in a field, and the DJ put his song on at the end, and the place erupted. And I was like, "Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's Vince Freeman." I said, "Okay, we'll book him." Mm. So we've booked him, and I think he'll put on a really good show. Deco was one that came to me, and I thought that'd work perfectly on a Sunday for us.
Mm. Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, and the other one we added was Sponge, which is obviously Tewkesbury's Scar. So, are you a fan of Sponge?
My nephew was a massive fan of them when they were on the university circuit.
Right.
He absolutely loves it. In fact, Chris, you've met Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
Who does the arts and stuff. So he's actually currently these days working for Sky, acting as an ape with all the little bobbles all over
what?
Him, and then they
you just making it up.
I'll show you the videos in a minute.
Okay,
but yeah, he's out the festival scene himself now, and he works for Sky doing the natural history stuff,
right?
Where they need dinosaurs and they CGI it, but they have to have somebody do the movements first. So he does that. He's a movement actor these days for dinosaurs and things like that. Anyway, he's a massive fan, so he may actually come back for that. That went off on a tangent, I know.
Yeah, that's cool. What a life.
Yeah.
He gets out of bed every morning and just walks around like a dinosaur.
He gets to do all this sort of stuff, yeah. And then he gets paid and flown across the world for it.
My word.
He's currently
in the wrong game. I'm in the wrong game. Oh, brilliant. Well, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So
Sponge, anyway, I'm a big fan. And I think they're really cool guys. And they did Lake Fest. I think they've done it once so far, but I go and watch them, and I really like what they do, and they'll be really good. They actually replaced Neville Staple because he's
not well.
No, he's not well, which is terrible because he's an absolute legend, and it's a shame. But we've got Sponge anyway, and I think they are again perfect for our audience. The place will rock, and it'll be really, really good fun when they play.
Mm. For the dance heads, there's Sigala, who'll be doing all his hits. David Rodigan, absolute legend.
Yep.
And then I saw
David Rodigan at Noz Stock, actually, the first time live. That was the first time I'd ever seen him. And yeah. I thought, we've
first
got to tap
him.
Was I with you?
I don't know. But you might have been there, but not next to us.
Yeah, but I watched him, and that. It's like, I must have him one day.
Mm.
So we're very lucky to have him. We've got Woody Cook. That's Fatboy Slim's son.
Fatboy Slim's son, yeah. Junior Fatboy.
Yeah, yeah, and he's...
he's never going to go for that, is he?
I've actually not met him personally, but he knows a few people I know, and he's been a massive supporter of the festival. I think he came to the festival when he was... When he was young, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and he came as like just a guest, a nobody,
yeah.
And hung out, had a really good time, and so he's a bit of a fan, and we're a fan of him, so.
Excellent. Plus, of course, there's hidden gems. One of the best things about going to a music festival is discovering a band that you never found before. I will flag up Slamboree and their whole circus antics, because they are brilliant entertainers, aren't they?
Yeah, I think, I can't remember who recommended them. I've not seen them live, Mark, so I can't comment, but they've been highly recommended.
Oh, they breathe fire and everything, and it's like some kind of bohemian mad circus with gypsy music going on.
That's right up my alley.
Right, well, we'll be watching them then. Plus Jaguar Skills, you've also got the Freestylers, Crafty Cuts, Fats and Small, and then Ricky and Melvin from Radio 1.
Swear word on
here.
I can't say, I can't believe you just said that. Got up in flames. Yeah, that'll be good. I think. Yeah, it's a really, really Gokwan. You haven't said that's the biggest Instagram followed person on there. I think, believe it or not, apart from Ollie Mers, of course. Which I went to go and watch him at Dunkerton's in Cheltenham, and I couldn't believe the amount of people that were there.
Yeah.
So I thought, we must try and get him involved, and he's fun, and yeah. he's a very nice human being, isn't he? So he's worthy. Yeah, it's good. I'm super pleased, mate. I'm super pleased where we are. And like I say, we've just got to rely on the weather being good, because we're in a beautiful part of the world there, aren't we, at East Nor? There's not... Everything's in place, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
we've got a lovely audience. Just we have the most 15,000 people or whatever are there as guests or whatever, you know, in whatever capacity they're there. But everyone there is pretty much nice people, aren't they?
You still don't have a proper name for the customers, for the guests. So they're not Lake Fest.
No, it's a weird one.
Lakeys.
We're not.
Hoodies. We are.
It's definitely not normal festival people, is it? I don't know quite why that is, but it's very, very. Is that not Middle England? Because everyone that's there is a bit. They're there to have so much fun and people let themselves go, but it's not your normal festival crowd, for sure, I'd say. It's weird. And I don't. I might be down. I shouldn't really sort of. I'm sort of making out they're not cool. They're really cool because they're so nice and it's nice so it's so friendly.
Friendly.
It's just beyond. I really don't know how to explain it, but it's got something really special where everyone smiles, everyone's super nice to one another, and there's a level of respect and care.
Yeah. So people will look out for each other, won't they?
Yeah. We've always had that, and it's what's made it special. It's not so much about the lineups and all the other things that we have going on. I think it's the people that come are so nice, and lots of people make friends. I know people that have come to the festival on their own, made friends, and they're still friends with them now. And you know, I've made a lot of, in fact, probably my closest friends now I've met through the festival.
Yeah. Well, you can't walk across the arena without being stopped every 60
nah,
seconds.
It's
you're slightly too well known, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I keep my head down a little bit, but one of the guys I met, a guy called Drew, makes all the mushrooms and built all the sheep. Mm. I went to go and watch Gomez with him in Bristol on Tuesday night, and we just had an amazing time. And he's a person like me who just likes music and likes meeting people. And I was saying to you earlier, that was a weird audience because it was just. I think there was 300 people in this room, and 297 of them were just middle-aged men like me, just bouncing around, listening to tunes they probably listened to 25 years ago.
Yeah,
it was great. You know, and that's, yeah, life's good.
Good. I'm glad life is good, and Legfest is better. August the 7th to 11th.
Yeah, it's earlier. We're starting early. It's very early in August for us.
Early's good. That means you'll be able to get the fences in place and all the little bits and bobs that people don't notice are there or not there. That's the stress that's like at the last minute when you're ready to open the arena up. It's like, we haven't been able to do this. You'll have that extra time.
Yeah. And we've got a lot. We're changing the layout slightly. We're moving the. There was a lot of sound clash last year from that Funky Town tent. It was very loud, particularly when Fabian Groove Rider, the bass was. The place was absolutely buzzing, wasn't it? I don't know how we didn't get any complaints. We don't ever get noise complaints. I think the techies are very clever with how they direct the sound and things, but it was loud, and you can't have that. You can't have this, you know, drum and bass affecting the main stage. It's not really.
And the kids area as well, you know.
And it's all about the kids and make sure the kids are happy and having good fun. And I think it was drowning out the fun that the kids couldn't do activities because the music was so loud from the tent. So we're just moving that around a little bit. We're giving the wrestlers their own tent this year. Hopefully they're going to bring guy from the WWE, I don't know if I've told you this. Have you heard of someone? Hornswoggle?
Sorry, Hornswoggle.
I'll have to Google his name.
Harry Potter. Hornswoggle. Right.
This character.
Right, what's the description of Hornswoggle? Dylan Mark Postel, American professional wrestler.
He's the cruiserweight champion.
So, yeah, Lakefest 2024 is going to be a boss. Hey, listen, we'll get you back in.
Yeah, definitely.
Before we get to the date, or I'll come to you when we're on site and we'll just wander around and we'll just. I want to do one when the site build is actually on. I know when it's chaos and everybody's on.
Yeah, that's not a very good time. You can do that, and we can do that, but I'll be. I won't be a very nice person. That's hard work when it's always hard work because there's always a problem. Nothing turns up on time, and there's always.
I'll do that one.
A problem. Yeah, you can do that one. Someone else can do that. That's not on the hook for it all. It all goes wrong.
What we should do this year, because we tried it with the live stream and the camera, instead of trying to live stream me walking around doing it, we'll just record it and then put it up like a YouTube video of a tour around the site.
Yeah.
Because it worked so well, and then when we got back, realised the bloody thing hadn't actually gone live properly and had broken up halfway around. It was quite disappointing because what we saw of it looked really good.
Yeah. Well, one of the finest things I thought you ever did was the you did the virtual festival, in COVID.
Oh, well, yeah, that was
yeah, no, that was very nice. That was very nice, and Geordie was there, and I think about that a lot actually, because that was nice. It was nice. It was kind of filled the void, didn't it, that year?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for doing that one.
No, that was good, and we needed to do that to keep the momentum going, and
we did. We got through. Mm. So we're there.
Right, so we're on an upbeat end.
Yes.
Where do you get your tickets?
Well, on the website, lakefest.co.uk. Mm-hmm. They're going well. They're going really well. I think for the first time ever, I think we will actually sell out well in advance. Which is a great thing for me, really, and takes a lot of the pressure off. And I'm actually quite excited about it, to be honest, because we're a bit more seasoned now as well. Like, everyone knows what they're doing. Everyone has their part. Everyone's incumbent. We moved security company last year. We changed the cashless system, so it's a lot simpler with cards. We changed ticketing, and it was all very worrying last year because everything was new, and I was really worried about it all. Yeah. Well, this year we all know what we're doing. Everyone's super professional. We've planned everything way in advance. Mm. Everything is in place, and I don't feel worried. So that's a really good place to be, isn't it? I'm sure you'll interview me the first time. What was I saying that for?
I didn't sleep for three nights. Yeah.
No, but we're in a really good place with it, and I feel supremely confident. And I know the bands we've booked will put on a great show as well. And having Pete Doherty there and all these legends will just be brilliant. Mm. It's going to be a lot going on, and there's lots of stuff as well that's going to happen that we can't talk about, I can't tell you. But there's secret shows and stuff that's super cool, and there's some really really good things that are going to go on, and people will be blown away by. Yeah, I think
it's about the experience. Lee, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no, cheers for having me. And
always a pleasure, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, thank you.
That's all right. And don't forget lakefest.co.uk for your tickets. And currently, they are at tier
the primetime ticket prime now, mate. Ticket. Oh, get in there quick, primetime.
That's it. Before they go up to final tier,
they're £169, which is great value. The Youngblood does a festival. And he was saying about how he's made his festival affordable for everyone. But I think we're actually better value than his. Mm. And certainly it's a lineup that I would want to go and see. I'm not quite, he's a bit young, his lineup. I know a lot of the songs. Well, I could sing along to all the songs at Lakefest all day.
Mm. That's what it's about. That is a really good way of putting that. So. That's why you get the families there, because everyone can sing along and know all the songs.
Yeah.
Right, we'll wrap it up then. Shall we go down the pub?
Yes. Where do we start? Come on, let's go. Cheers, Mark. Right, come on. Thanks, mate.